U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has suggested that a surge in violence by the Taliban in Afghanistan had its roots in the lawless tribal areas along the border with Pakistan. The authorities in Islamabad were urged to do more to bring the region under its control. Rice insists that despite the hostile terrain, the Pakistanis must do more.
There's an uptick in the terrorism, not just against forces, but against the Afghan people. And in that regard, everybody needs to do more, but Pakistan does need to do more. That border, we understand that it's difficult. We understand that the northwest frontier area is difficult, but militants cannot be allowed to organize there and to plan there and to engage across the border. And so, yes, more needs to be done.
This blunt message to Islamabad comes just a few days before Pakistani Prime Minister Yousef Raza Gilani is to meet US President George Bush in Washington. The Pakistani government has said it won't allow its soil to be used by extremists or for them to launch attacks into neighboring Afghanistan. It's also resisted suggestions that American or other foreign troops should be deployed in the region to combat the Taliban. On an 18-hour stopover in Western Australia, Condoleezza Rice received strong support from her Australian counterpart. Foreign Minister Stephen Smith says the international community should redouble its efforts in Afghanistan.
It is an issue which has regional and international community consequences. There is no doubt that the current international hotbed of terrorism is in that area, is in the Pakistan border area in Afghanistan. So we have raised the border issue with the Pakistan government, as we have with our ally the United States and other friends in Afghanistan, in particular the British.
US Secretary of State Rice also said in Perth that there was still time for the Israelis and Palestinians to reach a peace deal by the end of this year, ahead of trilateral talks in Washington next week between both sides and American mediators. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.